This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey.
All right, BT and Sal on The Fan. Listen, I know most of us just like to complain for complaining's sake. If you're a Giants fan and you're complaining today, you're absolutely out of your minds. The New York Giants not only didn't do something that we were a little worried that they might reach for the quarterback, they didn't. Kudos to them. The Giants also got the best player in the draft, Malik Nabers. Giants crushed it.
I could not disagree. It was the dumbest pick they could possibly make. I said this yesterday. I knew they were going to do it. It was predictable. They should have traded up to get the quarterback that they wanted. They didn't have the stomach to go all in to get Drake May. So what do? Instead of being smart and trading back and stockpiling some picks because they have many needs, they get sucked into taking a skill position player when they have many other needs. And now they're going to run it back with Daniel Jones. And this is not about Malik Nabers, whether you think he's going to be the best pick in the draft or not. It doesn't really matter to me. He could be great, just like Odell Beckham Jr. was for a little while. It's a stupid pick. Jerry Reese got himself in trouble by doing it. Dave Gettleman took a running back number two overall. This is as dumb a pick as the New York Giants could have made. They needed a quarterback, and if you didn't want the one who was there, you couldn't trade up for one, that's fine. You didn't want the one who was available at six, then you trade down. You do not take a wide receiver there. I know Giant fans are happy about it because they love fantasy football, and they got a guy that they're excited about. That's great. That's not how you build winning football teams. Your quarterback next year is Daniel Jones. Good luck with that.
Well, I mean, even if they would have taken one of the quarterbacks, Daniel Jones probably still on the team next year.
No, but it would have been over. Like, yeah, he would have been on We would have moved on, and eventually at some point the story would have been, when is Jones getting replaced by the future franchise quarterback? Now they don't have one. I don't care who they take in the second round, third round, it doesn't matter. It's Daniel Jones again, BT. It's the same thing. Year six, Daniel Jones. Oh, but now he's got the weapons. And then you know what's going to happen? He's going to stink this year, even if they have some success. He's not going to be good enough, and then it's going to be, well, the offensive line wasn't good enough. Wait till next year, year seven, when they get some help for offensive line. It's the same thing with this team. It's not about Nabers the player. It's about the philosophy from the New York Giants. I thought Joe Shane was smarter than that. This is a disastrous pick because it means Daniel Jones is still going to be the quarterback for the New York Giants.
How do you get so worked up over this?
It's a horrible pick.
Okay, so
I don't understand how you like it.
Well, because I think he's the best player in the draft. I think he's the best player in terms of value. You know, I'm sure some kid in the third round or fourth round going to go on to have a Hall of Fame career. So I'm not talking about value. In terms of pure talent, line him in the slot, line him on the outside, absolute blazer.
Right.
And
great.
An absolute football attitude. So the Giants, who haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2018 with Odell, right, who have a pop gun offense, who can't move the foot. If you spot him 7 yards, he can barely move the chains and get a first down. They bring in a guy who is all ball and all talent at maybe, outside of left tackle and obviously quarterback, the most important position in football in offensively, which they haven't had since Odell Beckham Jr. And you got an issue with this.
Right. Yes, I do.
Why?
They don't have a quarterback. Their offensive line isn't good enough, and they don't have a quarterback. It's a stupid pick. You don't take a wide receiver there. You mentioned it, Odell Beckham Jr. How did that work out? How did Odell Beckham Jr. work out for the Giants? I hated the pick at the time. Same reason. It's not about Odell. It's not about neighbors. It's about taking a wide receiver there when you have other needs, like, I don't know, a quarterback. Same thing with Saquon Barkley. The Giants needed a quarterback. Those idiots took a running back.
So what should they have done last night? So, okay, so you don't want – and done what? Trade with whom and take who?
I said the first choice would have been go all in for Drake May. They did not.
Patriots – no, you don't know. Patriots love him.
The Patriots said they were open for business.
But that's to entice wacky proposals.
The Giants would have had to blow him away for it. Obviously, they didn't have the stomach for that. Fine. I respect that.
Yep.
Then you either take J.J. McCarthy, and clearly they didn't like him. Fine. So if you don't like McCarthy, then you trade down. I'm not saying force the issue. I've been clear about that. Don't reach for a quarterback. But if the guy that you want is not there, you can't trade up for him. And the guy that is there you don't love, trade down.
But if the guy that you do love is there, you stick and you take him. I love it. 877-337-6666. BT and Sound, all the fan obvious, who will get to the Knicks later. Let's throw a little Jets on the table here. Listen, I'm not going to go crazy, because I obviously understand what the New York Jets did, all right? The Jets, I would have taken Brock Bowers. I absolutely would have. There is no doubt in my mind he's going to be an absolute superstar. That's the guy that I would have taken. Now, I also thought that Bowers was addressing today and tomorrow. Like, there's a thought, well, oh, you just get the weapons for Aaron Rodgers. You acquiesce to whatever Aaron Rodgers says. No, I didn't really see it that way, because I thought obviously he would help this year and he would help years down the road whenever the Jets find a good young quarterback, when and if they do. So they didn't do that. I understand it clearly, because O-line's been a weakness here.
I think Rodgers, I told you yesterday, I think Rodgers prefers the offensive line.
I mean, he might, but here's the thing. The guy that they drafted last night's not playing. So Aaron Rodgers needs to understand that. Unless Tyron Smith gets hurt, right, he's not playing.
Well, what would make you think he would get hurt? I mean, he only...
Well, I understand that, but what I'm saying is, like, if we're talking about catering to Aaron Rodgers' demands, the move that probably would have satisfied that immediately would have been either trade up, get a receiver, take Bowers at 10, or do something along the line, or maybe even take a guard, but not a left tackle, because the kid, Olu Fashanu, that they took from Penn State, who I do like. Listen, I'm barely grading receiver tape. I'm not even grading. I'm looking at it. I'm not getting into the trenches in the Big Ten, but I do know this. He was a captain. He was the MVP a year ago. All he does is play left tackle. It's not like, well, maybe right side. Maybe he is dominant.
Dominant left tackle.
But he's not playing this week. He's not playing this year.
See, I hate the Giants pick. I love what the Jets did.
Because you didn't like Bowers from the jump.
No, but it's also about a tight end. Like, we could have a separate argument whether you think Bowers is going to be good or not. And
I don't. At the end of the day, our opinions, we won't know for a couple years. Well, whatever.
Right, which would be fun to see that play. Yeah. But that, to me, is separate than the idea. Same thing. I'm not saying Malik Nabers is going to be a bust. I'm saying I hate taking a wide receiver there. I think it's stupid for a franchise to do that. Idiotic, in fact. However, what the Jets did, not only do they trade back and get more picks, they get a lineman, which is exactly what they need. A dominant left tackle for years to come. Now, how he's going to pan out, who knows? It's the right thought process, though. You lock him in, you pencil him in, you shore up that offensive line that has been patchwork here since Joe Douglas is trying to repair this thing. Jets last had success going back to Mangold and to Brick. That's how you do this. You build an offensive line, you get a dominant stud left tackle for years moving forward, as opposed to taking a tight end at that spot. I couldn't love this pick more. And the fact that they traded back makes it even more enticing to me. I love, love, love what the Jets did.
I like they got some stuff back, so obviously, from going 10 to 11, they got a fourth rounder, which is 129. They got a fifth rounder, which is 157. They gave up a sixth rounder, plus obviously number 10 with Minnesota. No, I think that Joe played it smart. I do, but I don't think it was swinging for the fences. I'm not ripping the pick. Like, you're ripping what the Giants did, and that's fine. I don't agree at all, but that's fine. I love what the Giants did. You love what the Jets did. But I don't dislike what the Jets did nearly as much as you dislike what the Giants did, because I understand what they did, and I get it, O-line, and Tyron Smith is 33-34, left tackle. He's been banged up last couple, really, for about 5 or 6 years now. So I understand all that. My only complaint is, and this is the essence of our disagreement yesterday, I think Bowers is transcendent. And if I'm right, then they let a transcendent tight end, who is going to help Rodgers and the next quarterback and Garrett Wilson and everybody else, they let him go somewhere else, and they got a guy who wasn't even their number one left tackle on the board.
They didn't even consider the tight end.
I understand that. That was a bit of a smokescreen. I actually got a text last night. Same guy who was texting me yesterday. before they made the pick, they said, they're going online. I said, don't love it. Texted right back to him. I said, feel like it's a reach, but I understand. It's not egregious. Like, nothing happened last night. Even if, although you think what the Giants did is egregious. From my perspective.
Well, I don't think it's egregious. I think it's stupid.
Well, but it's the same thing. Egregiously stupid, you know, the wrong move. Well, we're splitting hairs. I mean.
Well, I just think it's stupid.
No, I understand that.
Well, like, who's throwing him the football? It's great that you have a wide receiver.
No, but we're saying the same thing in terms of me trying to package what you said. Whether it's a bad move, it's an egregious move, it's a dumb, it's all the same stuff. But I think that the Giants last night told you two things. Number one, like a lot of people think, and I'm one of them, Malik Nabers, not only the best receiver of the three, the best offensive player in the draft. They believe that. Number two,
they think he's better than Harrison?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people, you know, kind of think that. And then the other thing is, what they're also telling you is, Daniel Jones can be playing a little bit more.
Yeah.
Now
that's why I hate it.
I understand. That's where I kind of come to your side a bit. But
we talked about this yesterday.
Malik Nabers is a superstar.
But that's,
and they have none.
But you're missing the
they
point.
They don't have any.
So
this
what?
Isn't the 1950s where you're going to win 13-6. You got to move the ball.
Right, right. You need a stud receiver, right?
They don't have one.
Right. But you need a stud receiver in today's NFL, right?
What are you going to point out to a team that doesn't have one?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's point to the teams that win.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bengals have one.
How did the Chiefs
about recently?
How do the Chiefs do?
Well, I mean, listen, that's a little different.
How's it different? How the New England Patriots do 20 years ago?
20 years ago doesn't matter. 20 years ago, the NFL was so different.
Right.
20 years ago, tight ends that were getting drafted were Kyle Brady. Yeah. I mean, Jamar Chase. I mean, look at Justin Jefferson. Look at the guys who moved the needle. The Giants need one. They never have one. They had Odell for 3 years.
Yeah, if you want to win fantasy football games, sure.
Well,
if you want to win NFL football games, a wide receiver is not of high importance. It's just not.
I just don't see it that way.
But I don't understand how. It's proven
because
otherwise.
There's this thing called getting in the end zone.
Right.
And the guy who catches the ball generally gives you a better chance to do what
I
just said.
You can also get guys to run the ball in the end zone.
You can. You can if you want to run it 35 times like they did with Tiki 15, 20 years ago. Sure.
Right.
This isn't 2005.
Right. So Nabers is going to be a stud with Tommy DeVito playing quarterback when Daniel
Tommy
Jones
DeVito's
gets hurt,
not going to sniff the field.
Why not?
He's not good enough.
So Drew Lock.
Well, I think it's going to be Jones for a year.
Oh, and then when Jones gets hurt, as he always
then
does.
Then it's Drew Lock for a minute.
And then what? What's Nabers going to do then?
Well, but then you address this next year. And when you already have a superstar receiver in place.
But that's the point where you. What was Odell Beckham Jr.? They had a superstar receiver. What did he get them?
What went wrong with Odell? Think about this. What went wrong?
A lot. But
starting with what?
The point was the team wasn't good enough.
But they were good.
And by the way, they even had a Hall of Fame quarterback.
He wasn't the same guy. You know that. When they go to Green Bay.
Still a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I got you. But when they went to Green Bay, if Odell and others would have done their job and caught the football, Eli was ready to win that game. They weren't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had the receiver. And they didn't do much with him, but they didn't do much with him from a team point of view because he wasn't mature and because Coughlin lost his grip on the team.
Who do you think's the best receiver right now in the NFL?
I mean, it's probably, I like Jefferson. That's the guy that I go with.
How have the Vikings done? But he's the best receiver in the NFL. You need a great receiver.
I'm just saying,
the same thing, BT. I'm not saying I don't want good receivers.
I hear you.
How'd Miami do? What Tyreek Hill and Jaden Waddle? How's that worked out?
Well, I don't think they have the quarterback.
Yeah. Oh.
Neither do the Giants.
How'd the Bills do with Stephon Diggs?
Yeah, but Sal, here's the thing, Sal.
All these great receivers.
Well, first of all, they were the best team.
Bengals didn't win
the Super
Bowl.
They were the class of the division for a couple years. That's how they did.
Okay.
I think that you're looking at the construction of an NFL team and saying that there's only one way to do it, which is wrong. What I'm saying is, I agree that Jones has to be gone at some point.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with saying, we don't like the other quarterbacks. We don't love our current guy, but we love this cat at LSU.
Okay.
And we're bringing him in the building.
Right.
So then you build around him as you move forward.
Yeah. They're believing in Daniel Jones, and that's a major problem here. It's not about the player, Malik Nabers. It's not about that. And Giant fans can be excited about all they want. I understand that. Buyer beware. Be warned, because you were excited about Saquon Barkley. You're excited about Odell Beckham Jr. You're excited about Evan Ingram. Skill position players taken that high is not the right way to build a team, especially when you have major other areas of need, specifically interior play and quarterback.
By the way, they addressed the O-line this offseason.
Yeah.
The Giants, very quietly. Yeah. Giants, you know, brought some players in. BT and Sal on the Fan inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair reminds you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Talent Fair and Sire. Nobody. We have Grumpy Sal today. That's what we have. We have Grumpy Sal.
It's not Grumpy Sal. I love what the Jets did. I don't know how anybody doesn't want. The Jets did exactly what I wanted them to do. That is a smart franchise right there. Trading back a pick, still getting a dominant left tackle, plug him in for years to come. You want to be positive? Let's talk about the Jets. I love what they did. I'm surprised you don't love what the Jets did. It was actually a great day that showed some smarts. You build inside out. Don't get sucked into the tight end. My goodness. And you see who does take him?
No.
The Raiders. Yeah, great pick. I'm sure that's going to help the Raiders win a lot of football games moving forward.
Well, they got other issues. Pat's in Melville. Pat, BT and Sal, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
Hey, BTC, how you doing?
What's up, dude?
Just want to talk about the draft. Listen, I agree 100% with Sal. I mean, it's just, there's no way the Giants could take a receiver there.
Why not? They don't have one.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
How many Super Bowls did Megatron, did you hope that Malik Nabers become like Megatron?
It's a different, it's a bit of a different physical profile, but I get your point. Keep going.
I'm just saying, he was a Hall of Fame receiver.
Yep.
And how much did they win?
Well, they had nothing around them besides a quarter. They had nothing around them.
And let me ask you a question. What does the Giants have around Malik Nabers?
Nothing. But without Malik Nabers, they literally have nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, Pat, you got
BT, you just proved my own point. They have nothing around Malik Nabers. He's not. He can't throw himself the ball. And when Daniel Jones gets hurt, just like Sal said, then they're going to be with Drew Lock. I mean, it's just a dumb pick. They should have moved back. They should have tried to get a line. They should have tried to get a lineman if they weren't going to go a quarterback. I mean, a lineman's going to be around. It's the highest percentage player position that actually hits in the draft. They just did a dumb, another shiny toy move. And again, we're going to be picking in the top three next year again. Just mark my words.
I think that there are shiny new toy moves that you can really identify. And heck, some of you thought if Bowers went to the Jets, that would have been a shiny new toy kind of a move. Malik Nabers, under no circumstance, is a shiny toy move. I mean, I don't know what to tell people. If you watched Malik Nabers play football, you love this pick.
Right, but it's not about the player.
I understand that.
For me, it's not about the player. Same thing with Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants got a great wide receiver with Odell Beckham Jr. Oh, but they passed on Zach Martin and or Aaron Donald. Now, which one would you take if you could go back?
Okay, and we can do this with every team in the NFL, Sal. Yeah. Team passed on this guy. You can do it forever.
But it's about importance of the position. Wide receivers are not as important as everybody thinks in the fantasy football era. There are a ton of good wide receivers in the NFL. Better quarterbacks make other wide receivers even better, as a matter of fact. It is far and few between to find either the dominant defensive player, the dominant offensive tackle, dominant offensive, interior play offensive lineman, or the quarterback which the Giants are in need of. This, to me, this pick in particular, when you need a quarterback and you take a wide receiver as opposed to trading down and maybe getting more picks or getting a quarterback even later, it shows that they believe in Daniel Jones. That's the problem with this pick, is that it's more about Daniel Jones.
And eventually, when he goes for 1,300 yards and 9 touchdowns, all will be forgiven.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 1024 back on the fan. BT and Sal. Brandon's here. Sal Licata Show, 877-337-6666. Giants cooking last night. Jets cooking last night. But what will be, you know, served on the plate when they actually take it off the frying pan, what they did? I love it. I really love Malik Nabers. And I've said it for a while. I didn't just say it like a day ago. Oh, let me go Google some of these names and think who I could attach it. No. I've been telling you for a while. When did I say that I think he's the best wide receiver, even better than Marvin Harrison? I mean, I'm not saying it months ago, but
right. Weeks
ago I dropped that. And people were like, what?
But what has validated that? Because Harrison went ahead of him.
No. What I'm saying is...
Right, but there was some thought that there were reports that Nabers would go ahead of Harrison. I was like, what are we talking about here? And then it went back to where... It circled back to the initial belief of Marvin Harrison going fourth and Nabers not, you know, falling obviously to six.
For sure, but that's according to the Cardinals, which doesn't give me any real credence that what they did was absolutely right because they're the Cardinals. So I think if the Giants were in the fourth spot, it would have been a different play with the quarterback, maybe less to move up, blah, blah, blah. But like say if the Giants didn't need or weren't in the quarterback market as well, and they had four and they had access to all three receivers, I still think they're taking Malik Nabers. I think other teams would have. Some would have taken Marvin Harrison, no doubt.
I wonder what the Giants would have done had they had the fifth pick.
Fifth pick, like the Chargers did.
Would they have taken all?
I don't think so. I really don't.
Then to me, that's even dumber. Like, it just shows you. You know, Harbaugh, what do we hear about the Chargers? They need a wide receivers, right?
Yeah.
What'd they do instead?
But the way they run the ball, that's his... Yeah. You got to know about Greg Roman's running style. Right. That's what Jim Harbaugh's always done.
Here's what I know. Jim Harbaugh is smart. And has had success everywhere he's been.
So is Brian Daboll.
Oh, he has?
Yeah.
What success he had?
Alabama, Josh Allen, Giants first year. Yeah.
Giants first year. I mean, did you watch?
Oh, come on, dude.
You're comparing Brian Daboll to Jim Harbaugh?
I'm not, but I'm not sleeping on Daboll. Right. Everywhere Daboll's been, the guy's been part of winning stuff.
I'll ride with Harbaugh, and I'll ride with the O-line being more important than a skill position player. Look, this is not new. Teams do this all the time.
Yeah.
The Giants have been doing this for years with Jerry Reese. It's what eventually got Jerry Reese fired. Dave Gettleman did it with Saquon Barkley, and Dave Gettleman also got fired. And now Joe Shane did it with number six with Malik Nabers. It has nothing to do with Malik Nabers. I do not think he's the best wide receiver in the draft, but that's irrelevant whether I think Harrison's better or Nabers is going to be a stud. He may be the greatest wide receiver ever. I still think it's a stupid pick.
I got you. Here's my last question before we get back to these calls. Jet stuff as well. BT and Sal on the fan. 877-337-6666. Who are the three best New York Giants? No order. Just name them.
What, in history?
No. Right now. In history.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, that's a fair Dexter question. Lawrence. No, I got you. I mean, Lawrence Taylor. Yeah.
Dexter Lawrence.
Okay, sexy Dexy. What else you got?
Now, probably Burns from Carolina's got to be on there already.
Okay, I'm not even counting him, although I love that trade. He's going to be a force. There's no doubt teaming up with those guys. But put him to the side.
And I'm going to go Andrew Thomas.
Okay, boom. What position's Andrew Thomas playing?
Yeah, left tackle.
Okay, so why are you taking a left tackle last night?
Well,
why?
Take it off.
Why would you do that? But you don't. Yeah, I mean, just because the Colts took Quentin Nelson at six as a guard a couple of years back doesn't mean that that's going to happen more than once every 30 years. If you have And Andrew Thomas isn't good. Andrew Thomas is amazing.
Right. So you don't need left tackle.
You don't need left tackle.
But you need offensive line help.
So based on the draft board, right?
Trade down.
Okay, and take who?
Yeah. Somebody.
A left tackle?
By the way, even if you trade down, you can still take a wide receiver later. Or trade for Brandon Ayuk and take something else. The Giants have major needs. Trade down and take a quarterback. I mean, you look at some of the other teams, the smarter teams out there, quarterbacks are going off the board, flying off the board.
Do you think Denver nailed it with Bo Nix?
I think Atlanta nailed it with Penix. He could have been a Giant.
Well, I mean, I like Penix, and I've said that a lot. We were talking about that yesterday with Boomer. Boomer likes him. I really do like Penix. Going back to Indiana.
So why would a team, four injuries, though. Why would a team?
So that's not even a homer. That pick is getting crushed. To the point where the owner was getting destroyed by Arthur Blank in the war room last night. Did you see the footage?
What the hell
did you do?
Yeah, but people are making stuff up. They don't know what really went on.
I got you. The point is, this is
Here's the point. Subjective.
First and foremost.
But Atlanta idiotically took a tight end, wide receiver, running back, all with their top 10 first-round picks. They finally got it right with a quarterback, and they don't need one because they just signed one in free agency. Still doesn't mean it's the wrong pick.
Yeah.
It's a smart pick. It's a valuable asset. Giants need a quarterback, and they decided to pass on.
Okay, but I'm not talking about the quarterback. I think I'm more – because I don't really disagree on the quarterback stuff.
If they took Penix, then we'd be agreeing.
I'd say, well, I –
Could have been that much of reach because
he went at 8.
I can't
take Pettix at 6.
Why? He went at 8.
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's the right move.
What do you think he would have gone, 12?
That matters to me because you know what? That fifth-year option outside the top 10 is a lot less punitive. This stuff matters.
The mock draft had the Atlanta Falcons taking...
defensive end who wound up going later.
Yeah, who went 17.
Okay.
Every mock draft that we saw, they had the Falcons.
So what?
Just let's play this out. They had the Falcons because it's a clear position of need, defense, right?
Yeah. Yep.
They had the Atlanta Falcons at number 8 taking this defensive end. What's his name? Dallas Turner
or whatever
his name.
It is. Yeah.
He went 7. Yeah, Dallas Turner. Okay, so every mock draft known to man, all these things are worthless, but every one of them had the Atlanta Falcons taking Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Alabama, number 8 overall. He went 17.
Okay.
If he went number 8, we'd be sitting here saying, oh, well, of course, it went according to plan. In reality, he went almost 10 picks later. Michael Penix, where everybody said, oh, 11 or 12, they take him 8, which if they didn't, he would have been off the board because somebody would have traded up to grab him, just like Minnesota did to get J.J. McCarthy 2 picks later. And to me, Penix is far greater than McCarthy, so you get a great value at 8, meaning that if the Giants took him at 6, it would not, in fact, have been that much of a reach.
Okay, but you keep going back to the quarterbacks. I'm going back to the offensive line, because that's where you seem to be hanging your hat on the most. If you don't like the Malik Nabers pick, I want to be clear and I want to be fair to you. I know you're saying that it's not the player,
right?
It's the thought,
philosophy,
it's the philosophy.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they have an all-world left tackle, they didn't love the quarterbacks. I don't know how we can criticize outside of moving back and maybe taking another wide receiver.
Yeah, but that's fine. You're also getting other picks if you trade down.
Okay.
Giants have a lot of spaces on the roster that they need to be filled. Build out the roster. Do not waste it on a top pick for a wide receiver. I hate that move.
I love Nabers. Joey in Massapequa. Well, Joey, what's going on, buddy? BT and Sal, how are you?
No, I'm great. I'm a big fan of you guys. But first of all, Sal, you're in denial if you think the Penix pick was a good pick. And not for nothing. You love to bring up Saquon pick, when in reality, the alternatives were Darnold and Rosen. So that's
no, the alternatives were trading down. The alternatives were trading down. Don't you get it?
No.
What do you mean no? Yes. Could you have had Josh Allen, by the way? Joey, could you have had Josh Allen? Yes, you could have.
Lamar and Allen, nobody was taking them.
Yeah, right. So no, nobody except the small teams.
It's the Donald DeRozan.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You finally get Daniel Jones a weapon. He was sacked 20 times. We improved the line.
Yeah.
Granted, some of the sacks were on him, but maybe he learned.
Good
some
luck.
Guys take time to learn.
Good
to
luck.
Stay healthy.
Good luck, Joey.
Year, we potentially get the next Jamar Chase, man. And then next year you go for
Fields
to make a play for a 2B. End of story.
Yeah.
No, they're in a great spot. You're right. The Giants are in a great position.
I think the one thing that we've seen,
Joe, forget about Saquon Barkley.
Every time you mention Saquon Barkley, you're ruining your argument.
I got a headache. It's 30 minutes into the show.
Because if you think, and thanks for the call, Joe, if you think Saquon Barkley was a good pick.
You think that the Giants forgot to put the placard in last night and didn't even get a draft pick the way everybody's screaming. This guy's the best receiver in the game,
right,
man.
No, but
and the Giants says me.
He was the second. Who cares? He was the second pick overall.
But you think Michael Penix is good?
Yeah, I do.
Did you see him play at Indiana?
Did you honestly see him play at Indiana before
he went to Washington? Did you know he even played at Indiana?
Hold on a second.
And now he's the best.
No, hold on
this
a second.
This is what I hate about the draft stuff.
Hold on a second. First of all, you said he was good yesterday.
Penix. Okay? But I watched him.
Time out. I didn't say he was good. I said it was a smart pick. I don't know how it's going to pan out. It's the pick. I'm not getting into the predictions, BT.
No, I got you. I hear you on
because
that.
Even the people that think they know, they don't know. It's about philosophy. And the idea that a team would take a quarterback who doesn't ever expect to be picking top 10 again, to me, is a smart pick. Just because you or all the other people don't think it's smart, to me, makes it right. I'm not afraid to say something that the majority doesn't believe in. You know why? I don't care. Just like I said with Juan Soto, I believe I'm right. It's my opinion. Now, we're going to see it play out. We will see it play out. I think it's smart to take a quarterback in that spot. Whether it works out or not, it's a different story. I hate the Atlanta Falcons for taking a wide receiver, a running back, and a tight end in the top 10, just like I hated the Giants doing it. I love what the Jets did. It's a philosophy. It's not about the individual players. Taking Saquon Barkley was as idiotic of a pick as you could possibly make. And I said, even if he turned out to be Jim Brown, which, by the way, he hasn't, it would have been an awful pick anyway. If you don't like any of the quarterbacks, you trade down. That would have been my same thought process yesterday. So it's not about Nabers. And I give you all credit. You want to say he's great?
We'll find out. It's not about that. But so... do you think it's a lot easier? Because I think this is the fundamental disagreement. And I'm not a big Daniel Jones fan at all. I said that yesterday. I've said that for a while. We're both on the same page with that. Don't you think that it's a lot easier now to get a quarterback in an unconventional way? Like, if your main problem is not Neighbors the player, but the addressing of a receiver at six when you don't have the quarterback, I encapsulate
right,
that
right,
properly. Okay.
Right.
But don't you think the game's changing in a way where there's more and more quarterbacks who are valuable, who are being cut loose and are available for other teams to get?
Okay.
Look at Kirk Cousins, look at Aaron
right.
Rodgers. I mean, it's kind of changing a bit.
Do you think the Giants, going into this upcoming season, will have a quarterback that will eventually replace Daniel Jones on their roster?
I don't know what they're going to do today. I mean, I can't answer that. And based
well,
on
what
the,
do you think?
Based on the hit or miss rate, the answer is probably no.
And that's my problem.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean that you can't address it next offseason. And when you do, you have somebody who might be one of the best receivers in football.
Right.
So, like, there's different ways to get to the street.
Understood. But
you know?
It's going to be another year down the road with Daniel Jones and evaluating.
Yeah.
And then the bigger concern is going to be, let's say the Giants do have some success like they did a couple years ago. Let's say Jones is connecting to Neighbors, and Neighbors is a stud right out of the gate, and the Giants are actually scoring some points for a change, something we haven't seen in quite some time. Then you know what's going to happen? They're going to be all in again on Daniel Jones. And what's going to happen the following year? He's going to get hurt. He's going to underperform. And on we go. To me, this is about you either believe in Daniel Jones or you don't. And if you don't, you move on now. Not maybe in the future, now.
But don't you think they're telling you, and we might not want to hear it, but don't you think that that's kind of what they said last night?
That we
believe in Daniel Jones.
Correct.
More than Giant fans.
That's why I hate it.
Well, I get that, but here's the other thing. He signed the 4-year, what was it, 160, something like that? Now, obviously, that's not all guaranteed, and after two, meaning after this year, is when the outs are more achievable and less damaging. So, even if he does, and this would be to the chagrin of you, and I understand mm-hmm. this, like if he puts up a decent year this year, which would now be year number two after the contract, then you go into year three. Like, it's not like it's a 6-year deal. Mm-hmm. Like, even if it just extends one more year and you build out the rest of the base of the team, it's not the worst thing.
To me, it
you
is.
You just don't like it.
Yeah, well, it's been 6 years of Daniel Jones. I'm over it. This past year was the one for Daniel Jones to make that move. They brought in Darren Waller. They drafted Jalin Hyatt. We expect they had Saquon Barkley. The offensive line's going to be better. And what happened? They went backwards. He regressed. Not only was he not healthy all year, when he was healthy, he didn't perform. I have made my firm decision. As somebody who went into last year believing in Daniel Jones, after last year, I'm done with Daniel Jones. And it doesn't matter whether I'm done or you're done or the fans are done. More importantly and
They're
more
not.
Alarmingly, the owners, the general manager, the head coach, they're not
yeah,
done with Daniel
they're
Jones.
They're running it back with Danny.
That's why I hated last night for the Giants.
It is 10:44 on the Fan. BT and Sal. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. We get back to these draft calls. I love what the Giants did. I'm okay with what the Jets did. Sal's not loving the Giants. He loves what the Jets did. But just by the way, 10 seconds before I just transition from the Yankee ticket giveaway.
Mm.
Dude, 12 runs in 4 games against the A's.
They looked embarrassed.
But that doesn't even tell you the story. 7 of those runs came in one game, okay? And the other 4 came in the first
inning. I know.
I mean, they just go... It's seemingly hours without any
Judge
any
looked
offense.
Awful again last night.
Yep.
They got problems. I know today's not the day to get into
no.
it.
No.
I told you this a while ago. I felt like after the start, BT, we felt like it was going to be different. After that start in Houston and Arizona, the offense was going to be sustainable. Get me to the postseason. Now this Yankees offense is clicking. It looks great. It looks like it's something that's going to carry throughout the course of the season. And over the last several weeks, it's looked like a lot like last year, even with Juan Soto.
It really has. It just doesn't feel the same. It doesn't look the same. And right now, it's just not very effective. We'll get to that more so on Monday, obviously. Today's a massive draft day. We'll get to the Knicks coming up as well. Listen, if I'm Tom Thibodeau, I'm taking out Embiid. That's actually what I'm doing. But we'll do that in a little bit. Let me get Timmy up in Westchester. Tim, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Sal, I love you, but you're crazy. If you really think that Giants picking Malik Neighbors at 6 and is better than or is worse than picking a quarterback when your team signed a quarterback for 4 years, like,
first of all, what the Giants did has nothing to do with the Atlanta Falcons, other than the fact that the Giants passed on a quarterback that could have changed their franchise.
Well, it doesn't matter because what's going on up in Buffalo right now? Mayhem.
Why are you talking about Buffalo and Atlanta? Are you talking about the Giants or not? I'm confused.
Because Because.
Yeah, because what? Get to it.
What's his name? Josh Allen. He's coming to the Giants. When.
Now, look, if that were to be the case, then yeah, I'd be all for it. Then I'd be all about this pick. If you somehow got Josh Allen without having to give up that first round pick, the sixth pick overall, then yeah, of course, sign me up. That's what the Giants need, a quarterback. I mean, my God, so far these calls, BT, they're not making a good case against what I'm saying about the Giants drafting a wide receiver. And I want to be clear. It's not about Malik Nabers. I know we have different opinions on it. I'm not even saying what Malik Nabers is going to be. I don't know what he's going to be in the NFL. By all accounts, it sounds like he's going to be a stud in the NFL. That's great. But I also saw Odell Beckham Jr. be a stud in the NFL, and it did nothing for the Giants. I hate the idea of taking a wide receiver in that spot when you need a quarterback and when you have other areas of need. If you don't love the quarterback and you don't have the stones to take one of them, whether it's Penix, whether it's trading up, whether it's McCarthy, whatever it may be, then trade down. That, to me, would have been the smarter, solid thought process moving forward for this franchise.
Listen, I think the Giants are in a different spot. It didn't seem it last year, but at least going into the season where this, and this is where you and I fundamentally disagree, they're in a much better place to take a swing on somebody like Malik Nabers, because the offensive line, I know it's hard to believe, but it's getting functional. Like, we know Thomas is a stud. They got John Runyon. Mm-hmm. And Michael Schmitz is pretty good as a center. So it's not as, it's not as cavernous a black hole as it once was. And because of that, now you can and I agree. You want to build from the inside out, for sure. The guts of the team outward. Then you start throwing the pretty doorknobs and, the pretty light fixtures once you actually have a good foundation. But their offensive line foundation is a lot better than I think some people think.
Okay, fine. So if you think their offensive line is good.
I'm not saying it's good. No. It's trending towards certainly functionality.
Better. Okay, fine. Who's the quarterback?
Well, so, you know who it is next year. It's going to be Jones.
So that's the issue that everybody is missing here. And I believe that ownership has a lot to do with this. And that's a problem. I don't want Mara making this pick or having say in whether Daniel Jones is going to be the franchise quarterback or not. So if they believe that the offensive line, forget about what you or I think, like if they believe the offensive line is set to a point where they don't need to take him, because to your point, like if they had the choice of Alt or Nabers, you still think you would have gone Nabers?
I can't prove that. I think they're thinking that. I absolutely would have.
Right. Okay. So they clearly think their offensive line is set. I think that would have been a mistake. But anyway, they think their offensive line is set. They draft a wide receiver. That tells me when I think they need a quarterback, and a lot of us think they need a quarterback, that tells me that they don't think they need a quarterback. They're basing it off. We have the offensive line. Running backs have been devalued, whatever. So even though we lose our best offensive weapon, we'll find them. We'll replace them with a running back later around, whatever it may be. Yep. And they get the stud receiver, and now they think that Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback that's going to change things.
Okay, but here's where I think it's interesting. There's a philosophy, and then there's actually like a tangible plan. So we all know where we stand on Jones. We don't need to beat this to a bloody pulp.
That's true.
On the show, we're not fans. We're not believers, I think is a better way to put it. So would you rather, I got a couple of names for you real fast before we get back to the phones. Would you rather Daniel Jones or McCarthy week one next year?
Well, it's a tough question. Depending on, I don't know how they felt about McCarthy. Obviously, I'm assuming they didn't like him enough, otherwise they would have taken him.
Correct. And I don't like him that much. I didn't think you liked him that much.
Ask me about Penix.
Well, I'm going to get to Penix. So, Jones or Penix week one?
I'd rather have Penix.
Yeah, I mean, I like Penix a lot more than McCarthy, but man,
Jones ain't it.
I can't stamp that with full authority. I'm kind of in between.
Yeah, Jones ain't it. And by the way, we'll find out if Penix, maybe not. He might not be, and we might not find out for 2-3 years down the road with the situation that he got drafted into. However, for the Giants, to me, now look, they didn't like it. Maybe they don't want a pure pocket passer. They wanted somebody who could run a little bit more. They feel like Daniel Jones is the best fit. It to me is more about Daniel Jones than anything else. The Giants have shown you with that draft pick that they are doubling down, tripling down, whatever, quintupling down on Daniel Jones.
Can you go one more?
No, what's six?
Is that something with a cinco? Wait, hold on. Uno, dos, tres. Sextuplets?
Yeah, sextupling down. Is that right?
With Daniel Jones. Sounds fun, though.
As we go, let's get,
all right, let's get to Rich on Staten Island. Rich, BT and Sal. What's happening, Rich?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Richie. What's up, Rich?
So, Sal, I disagree with what you're saying. I just want to put out one thing where we do agree. Daniel Jones made it, right? The three of us kind of agree on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Where I disagree is that I don't think that the Giants were showing belief in Daniel Jones last night. The reason why I say that is from every report that we're seeing, the Giants tried going up to 3. Patriots didn't want to move. Totally get that. So to BT's point before, you have a decent defensive line, decent offensive line, right? Maybe they could have used a cornerback. And Sal, I hear you when you're saying that they could have traded down. But the reality is, if they're going to trade down, what are they going to get? And what I mean by that is, are they going to settle for a player they didn't want? Right? Do they want to settle for, I don't know, a linebacker or a cornerback that they didn't need? But
well, you get more picks, obviously.
No, I understand that.
The appeal of trading down is that you could still, let's say, get a wide receiver in the second round and maybe take a better,
But would you rather take, hold on, Richie, hold on one sec. But would you rather take a receiver in round 2? Because I think Rich is raising a very interesting point.
Or trade for Ayuk or whatever.
Impossible. I mean, a guy, maybe even Debo is on the market, I saw this morning. But see, the thought trade down, it sounds so appealing. Collect the assets. But if you got a guy and right in front of you that you love, rather than rolling the dice on somebody that you like that may or may not even be there with the additional draft assets you just acquired by trading down, what is the more sound move?
Understood. For me, it's not the way that I would build a team.
All right. Good, Richie.
And so the last thing I just want to say is, and BT, thank you for clarifying. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. The last thing I want to say is, I do completely agree with you building outside in. Inside out, I apologize.
Right.
But I just think that Neighbors, whether it's Jones, who in reality, Sal, he's got the 4-year deal, right? If they cut him today, it's $69 million on the cap hit, right, as a dead cap. Next year, it's $22 million. I think it's a little more easier to eat next year.
Yep.
But how I view it is Daniel Jones has a 1-year prove it. And I know that's crazy because he's going into his 7th year, I think. That's crazy.
But
to
that's
say
the
that.
Point.
We
you're
all agree,
right. But- Rich, and that's why I'm frustrated. It's another 1-year prove. You just nailed it. It's another 1-year prove it. And then he already had that 15 effing times. And then he did prove it the year that they go to the postseason. And so what? So he proves it. And I say, you know what? I was wrong. I was wrong about Daniel Jones all these years. These 4 years, I was wrong about Daniel Jones. Look what he did with Dable and Shane first year, getting him to the postseason. Now I want to see him take that next step. They draft Hyatt, they bring in Darren Waller, and what happened? It was his worst year yet, you could argue, especially coming off of the success that they had the year before. And now it's back to year 6, a 1-year prove it again. At what point do you realize he ain't it?
They know. They know. See, I don't look at Daniel Jones as a 1-year prove it. I look at Daniel Jones as a 1-year bridge in the unconventional sense. Generally, like a stopgap, like Sam Darnold's going to be a stopgap this year, right?
Is he? Do we know that?
He's going to probably win the job, I would think. And then depending upon when he relinquishes, I don't think McCarthy's ready. I just don't. But yeah, whatever. We'll see. But usually the bridge guy, you bring in from another team, he gets knocked around while you build the offensive line, you protect the young kid, and then, boom, we have some weapons, training wheels off, young kid, let's fly. But I still think that Jones is a bridge. But he's just a bridge who's been here. So it's weird. That's why I say it's an unconventional bridge. I don't think that there's anything that Daniel Jones, and I don't think that they think, more importantly, that there's anything that Daniel Jones can do this year where it's going to be like, oh my God, Daniel Jones, boy, all right, what he just put on tape this year, we got to extend him. They're never going to extend him. He's going to be gone before you know it. It's a bridge.
Yeah, and by the time, though, that they figure out how to cross that bridge and get to another quarterback, and then you're going to have to pay Neighbors a lot more, potentially, and he's going to be looking for a contract.
Yeah, but that's 5 years down the road, 4 years down the road.
Well, how many years do you think it's going to take to evaluate Daniel Jones finally get over that bridge?
Nah, I'm saying it's one year. This is it. This is the last look.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.